This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney broadcasting from Sedona, Arizona. A federal indictment handed down against a U.S. congressman from New York. We'll tell you about that during the show. Plus, we're going to dive into the mailbag, plus a conversation about kids and finance. Wouldn't it be great if they started early? And we continue a conversation with Campbell McLaren about Combate Americas. It's really cool what it combines, mixed martial arts, UFC, that kind of thing. I could have used some training in mixed martial arts and UFC, I think, for what I did today. I feel like I need to tell you a little bit more about climbing Bell Rock. I'm in Sedona, as you know, and I've mentioned that now a few different times. My friends have gathered together to celebrate my pre-release of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny. In fact, if you're listening right now, and you are, across America, I hope, go to go to katedelaneyspeaker.com, katedelaneyspeaker.com, and you can pre-order my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, and you'll get a copy of my other book, my tip book, and I'll send both of them to you for the cost of one, basically. But anyway, we're celebrating the release of this year-long effort in Deal Your Own Destiny, published by Forbes. So excited about it. So we climbed Bell Rock today. Bell Rock is one of Sedona's most known vortex meditation sites, they call it. They call it an upflow area, or they call it electric or masculine. They say it's best for serenity and solving problems from a higher perspective, because you're climbing, right? For decades, people from around the world have used Bell Rock for reflection and inspiration. How about that? You know what they tell you? It's not necessary to go to the top of Bell Rock. Bell Rock has many levels. I went up way too many levels today, although I think I probably lost 20 pounds somehow in climbing up and down. It was incredible. It was an incredible feeling to look around and to see just how beautiful this area is and these amazing red rocks. And I said this in another hour, but if you missed it, you know, I grew up in the Northeast in a big city, but a historic city outside of Philadelphia, and I've had the pleasure to live in the South, and I love my friends from the South, and I love the South. Just coming back from NOLA, how much the people there mean so much to me, and Charleston and Mississippi, you are the heart and soul. And then in the Midwest, Missouri and Illinois, I'm going up to Chicago, and I mean, really, we have a great country, and this is why I do America Tonight, because I say, whether you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, for goodness sake, can't we have the conversation? And I've been having that conversation, believe it or not, for a decade here on America Tonight. So thank you for supporting the show. If you have any thoughts, you can always send them to me at katedelaneyradio.com. So let's talk about the congressman. Congressman Chris Collins arrested Wednesday morning. A federal grand jury indicted him on insider trading charges as well as lying to federal agents. He and his co-defendants surrendered on Wednesday morning in Manhattan. They were arraigned in a Manhattan federal court, and the charges stem from, you know, some really crazy stuff. The indictment charges that Collins and his son and Stephen Zakarski, the father of Cameron, his son, Collins' son, fiance, they're charging them with wire fraud, conspiracy to commit securities fraud, and 7 counts of securities fraud. So insider trading. And it was a company, an Australian biotech company, which they were associated with. He got information. The son had information. Then the son took the information, allegedly sold $1.78 million Innate is the name of the company, Innate shares, shortly before the bad news was made public in June of 2017. And of course the share prices plummeted, so they made money and they avoided losses of $768,000 plus, and that's what the SEC filed on them. And by the way, the company is known as, there was an experimental drug they were working on, this compound called MIA. MIS-416. It was a treatment for second stage multiple sclerosis, and the clinical trials were to determine if the compound was safe and effective, and it started in 2014. So what they found was that obviously what happened with the trials and the trials and whether or not they were going to work. So that I guess the trials had determined the compound that they used in the stuff lacked therapeutic effectiveness. So, boom, they found out that information, and then the rest is history. Allegedly, they avoided those losses. So there you have it. Big, big bombshell news, though, certainly on the day. So what else is cooking includes the fact that, since we're on medicine for a second, there was a story that I read today about CVS is going to offer nationwide telemedicine service. So what does that mean? Think about when you like have a sore throat, something's going on, you don't know what it is, you need advice. I kind of love this idea. I don't know how it'll work, but diagnosis, right? So they're going to offer a way to for the easy to diagnose maladies and other medical issues through a smartphone app, and conditions like colds, flu, skin issues, general kind of wellness, nothing in depth. I love it. It's going to cost, I guess, $59 and can be paid by credit card or debit card, and it's going to be on smartphones. So think about it. They're close to apparently acquiring health insurance from Aetna, so that would cover that, and it definitely reflects more of an expansion of those CVS Minute Clinic things that they do, and it could work well. I could see that there could be some catches with it, and the idea would be diagnosing the really simple stuff. If it got more complicated, I mean, you would have to see a doctor. There's no question about that. You know, absolutely none. All right, tariffs and the Prez. This has been a big bone of contention for several companies. A South Carolina company, just was there, blames the president's tariffs for possible plant closure and layoffs. So the Element Electronics plant in Winnsboro, one of the biggest employers in Fairfield County, is saying unless its parts are removed from the tariffs list, it will be forced to close down and lay off 126 people. The president has, of course, beefed up his war with China over trade, as we all know, threatening to more than double tariffs on the $200 billion of Chinese goods, which would be, let me do my math, a 25% tariff on $16 billion in Chinese imports, which is set to go up and kick into effect later this month. So, yes, there are companies being affected by these tariffs. And it's a great question. Thumbs up or thumbs down with what the president is doing? I think it's kind of split in this audience based on some of the emails that I've gotten. And, in fact, coming up next, we will dive into the mailbag. And then coming up on the show, and I mentioned this, we're going to talk about kids and finance with somebody from PricewaterhouseCoopers, and really, how vital is that? In this conversation with Shannon Schuyler, thinking about when I was a kid opening my first bank account and what a big deal that was, and my mother trying to teach me the value of money and saving and how you earned money and all that kind of stuff. And I think we don't do enough with what we could do with finance, because, you know, you're in charge, I'm in charge, and sometimes we feel like no one's in charge. I mean, we do, right? Absolutely. And like I mentioned, Campbell McLaren will stop by too. I made the crack that I wish I had some of those skills when I was climbing Bell Rock today. I am so bloody proud of myself, though, because I did it. And I saw all kinds of people and met all kinds of people from Minnesota and New Jersey and other places who are climbing the rock as well. So stay with us. Much more coming up next on America Tonight.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
This might be my favorite part of the show when I get to hear from all of you. And a quick reminder about a couple of things here from America Tonight. One, if you have comments about the show or you want to hit me up on the mailbag, you go to katedelaneyradio.com, put in your email information, and there's a comment section, and I check them daily. So I will check your comments, and we will use some of them on the air. And I thank everybody who sends me emails, and that's probably the best way for you to send me your thoughts. And the other thing is, you may know this, I wrote a book called Deal Your Own Destiny. So excited about it. It was a year-long process with Forbes. You know, we have our segment, and that's coming up with Campbell McLaren, this the second part of my conversation and Greg's conversation with him about Combate Americas. We talked to all kinds of business people and philanthropic people. Really kind of fun. Not kind of, it's really fun stuff. But anyway, Forbes did my book called Deal Your Own Destiny. And Deal Your Own Destiny, you know, how to become extraordinary to increase your odds and make that happen. And I'm so excited about this book. I cannot tell you. If you want to order a copy of it, go to KateDelaneySpeaker.com, and in the new book, I weave business advice with personal insight from my life and career as a talk show host and a sports commentator, business and political person and entrepreneur. My story shows you what you can accomplish through directed action and dedication, how you can overcome obstacles and uncertainty, emerge on the other side much stronger than ever. And it's supposed to be inspirational. I feel it is. I'm so proud of this book. I can't tell you. And there you go. So if you want a copy of it, you also get a free autographed copy of both books, but my tip book too as well. So go to katedelaneyspeaker.com, and this is just pre-sale before it goes out to the mainstream. So grab your copy now. So let's dive into the mailbag. And in the mailbag, we have this. We have this from John, who's listening in Charleston. So thank you for that. He knows I'm a fan of Charleston. Kate, I think it's so sad what's happening to that plant in Winnsboro. The fact fact that because they need this part, it's one little part, but unless the parts are not on the tariff list, they can't afford it, so they're going to have to close down and lay off people. And it's a small amount of people, I guess, compared to some of the other companies, but it's sad for those people that have been there for a very long time. And I don't know, I'm so mixed on the tariff, because I like that Trump is standing tall and saying, forget about it, we're not going to get away with this. But on the other hand, I hate that so many people are getting squeezed, and ultimately the American people will feel the effects of that. Well, I think you're right about the American people are going to feel the effects, and I think, without a doubt, it's sad for anybody to lose their job because of parts and tariffs and closing a plant, and think of people who worked there and probably thought they were secure. I mean, you know, that's the misnomer, that we all think we're secure, I guess. But the new tariffs take place on August 23rd, and it's going to impact 279 product lines, to give you an idea, down from the original 284 that were proposed back in June. So, you know, this company is the only USA assembler of televisions, so they think the inclusion of their parts on the list of affects products is accidental and resolvable. So they're hoping that, you know, with this letter to the South Carolina Department of Employment and really trying to raise the stakes, that won't happen, because they're saying it shouldn't happen, and it's awful. You know, a nuclear power plant project was abandoned, a textile mill closed, a Walmart, all that stuff in this county. So this is a very poor and troubled area, Fairfield County. It would be a shame if that happened, and it would have devastating consequences to an area who's already weak economically. All right, let's dive into another one. This one is from Tommy, and Tommy says, Kate, I don't know if you saw this or not, but I know you were talking about Chicago last week and all the deaths and how sad that was. Did you happen to see what Rahm Emanuel had to say, the mayor of Chicago, about the violence and the Chicago PD, and how much trouble they have identifying the shooters? I did see it. He was pretty emotional, Rahm Emanuel, I got to say. I mean, think what you want about him. And then the police superintendent, Eddie Johnson, they were calling on people, hey, speak up, cooperate with police. You know, over the weekend, 72 people were shot in the city, 12 fatally, a 17-year-old innocent girl. What country are we living in, you scumbag gang members? Why do you shoot into a crowd? I don't get it. I can't imagine being the mayor of that city. And I grew up loving Chicago. I have family all over Illinois. Anyway, Chicago recorded more than 1,400 homicides, 6,200 shooting incidents in 2016 and 2017, 325 murders this year, 20% fewer, they say, than at the same point in 2017, but it's still bad. And how do they, you know, this is the problem. Nobody is going to roll on anyone. Are you kidding? They think they'll get slaughtered. So when Rahm Emanuel gets emotional and says, you know, please, please help us speak up, what? Are you kidding? So that my family can get killed too? This is the problem. You know, there was even somebody in the hospital that they asked to identify the people who shot him. His name was Rommel Young, and he wouldn't give the name because, you know, listen, this is the thing. He has his own arrest record, and he has a felony conviction for drug possession, and he was charged with the, you know, with illegal possession of a firearm. And the bottom line is, it's like he says, I believe karma is vengeful. You feel me? And there you go. One day you're going to reap what you sow, is what he said. No snitching. And that's the bottom line. So in Chicago, if they're going to solve this riddle, it's not going to be by getting people to snitch. Though, no, they're not going to snitch for fear of retaliation, right? All right, big story today on ride sharing. Uber and Lyft in New York, they're going to cap the amount of drivers that can offer that service. It's the first major city to cap the number of those drivers with those services, because what's happened is, of course, with the cab drivers, it's been awful for the cab drivers. They are complaining that their routes have been taken, basically, because people are doing, especially millennials, but more than millennials, they're doing the two other options, Uber or Lyft. And I have to say, I've done both, but I have also ridden in cabs, and it is it's a catch 22 in some cases. You know what? It really, really is. All right, a couple of other things from our mailbag. This one from Trent, who says, "Kate, I have to say, I heard you talking about Florida, and I heard you talking about the dead fish in the water, and it was so disappointing to hear that that's happening, and they're not seemingly, are they doing anything to clean up the beaches? What is the deal with that?" And I just read a story about Naples, not too far from where you said you were, in Fort Myers, and they're talking about carcasses littering the shoreline, and you said something about that. Boy, that's so sad, and the dead sea turtle count, and this whole red tide. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. The dead sea turtle count is at 400. They're saying the red tide could last until 2019, and hundreds of sea turtles are washing up dead on the Florida beaches, and it is disheartening because those beaches are beautiful. You know, Fort Myers is beautiful. I just was there. And what is the effect of that? They're saying the effect is, for people that live there, they're saying the foul water is bad for respiratory, headaches, rashes, all kinds of other problems. And, you know, what do? This algae crisis, they're studying it. They're trying to figure it out. And I say figure it out as fast as you can, because, you know, the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention referred questions about the blooms to the Florida Department of Health, and they began reaching out to Lee County, which is where I was, more than 2 weeks ago, before being referred in an email to the state headquarters, and they're trying to, I guess they're trying to figure out, what do we do? How do we combat this? It's terrible, because you've got these things that are washing up, and it is this thing called red tide, and it's about 120 miles to the northeast of the Atlantic coast. They're talking about this also toxic algae bloom centered around the St. Lucie River. So you've got these two rivers that drain the Everglades Lake and Okeechobee, and that's been part of the problem. And wow, oh wow, because I love that area. So let's get that figured out fast. Let's get that figured out as fast as possible. All right, again, a big reminder, and thank you for all the emails. Please send me your thoughts at katedelaneyradio.com. Just click on contact and send your email and whatever it is you're thinking, and maybe your email will be read on the air. So stay with us. Much more coming your way. Comparte Americas. We're talking about it next on ATM with me, Kate Delaney.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. California Senator Kamala Harris is calling for more federal funds to prevent future wildfires, saying they've caused billions of dollars in damage in recent years.
What we want is that they will have the resources that are dedicated to dealing with active fires, and they will have the resources to deal with the prevention piece, as opposed to having to dip into one fund to do both.
She made her comments after visiting an evacuation center in Lake County, California. The Republican primary for governor in Kansas remains too close to call between incumbent Governor Jeff Collier and Trump-endorsed Secretary of State Kris Kobach. Collier says if he loses, he will support Kobach.
We want a Republican governor to win here in Kansas. It's about making sure that these Republican values, that's the important thing to me.
The close GOP primary race between the two took a turn Thursday, with discrepancies discovered between unofficial results from the county and the state levels. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man
cave. Time for one of my favorite things. Invade the man cave. So invade the man cave, what is it about? Somebody asked me, well, you know, we've got football coming up especially, and we do that thing called Nail the Score. If you're not familiar with Nail the Score, let me just give you the skinny on that first before we open the door to the cave. It is this really cool contest that we do. We've had two winners in the last couple of years that we've done it. I pick the game of the week. Sometimes I get to talk to players that are involved in game of the week or broadcasters or et cetera. But regardless of that, we go with the game of the week, and all you do is call and give us a guess who's going to win the game between the two teams and what is the score going to be. You don't have to know anything about football. You're just given a guess. It's like picking lottery numbers, and we know a lot of you are successful at that. I'm kidding. It is like picking lottery numbers. And we do it on Tuesday into Wednesday night. So it'll start once the season kicks off, and that's in September, the second week in September. So mark your mental calendars for it, because you could win a great, awesome copy of my book. A great big copy. It's not that big. A copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, because we're also going to have drawings for that along the way. So to make it more interesting, even if you don't win, and just for participating, each week somebody's going to win a book. Woohoo! Because I decided we need some winners. And I'll mail that to you right away. The staff is all over this. Mental calendar, Tuesday into Wednesday, Invade the Man Cave. During Invade the Man Cave, we will do our Nail the Score, Nail the Score. So that night it becomes Nail the Score. Somebody I met just died, and I feel fortunate to have had a just brief meeting with him on a golf course. It's Dan Makita. He's a member of the Hockey Hall of Fame, leading scorer for the Blackhawks in their history. Died at the age of 78. He played in over almost 1,400 games, 1,396 games in the NHL from 1958 to 1980. And what's cool is he's one of those rare birds, or he was. He played with the Blackhawks the whole time, his whole life. So he won the Stanley Cup with Chicago in 1961. He was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 1983. He is Mr. Blackhawk. He will be remembered as that guy. He was diagnosed with dementia, suspected dementia, in 2015, a brain disorder, as we all know, that causes memory loss. Very sad. His wife said his mind was completely gone just a few years ago. She said she didn't like that term, but there was no way to describe it. What's really generous and wonderful is that the Makita family decided, and he did, Stan, to donate his brain for CTE research after his death. So that's what's happening. He had such a great reputation. So many people loved Makita, and he even had a there's just a funny thing. He, after his retirement, there was a Stan Makita Donuts, which was a spoof of Tim Hortons that was featured in Wayne's World in 1992, if you remember. And it was later recreated as an amusement park attraction and at the NHL All-Star Game in 2017, because it just really, you know, was clever and stuck with people. So, you know, iconic. He was an iconic guy on the ice, on skates. Stan Makita. I will remember Stan Makita and meeting Stan Makita. All right, let's bounce around to a couple of things. We know that training camps are, of course, going on. There's going to be cuts coming up eventually here in the NFL. And the Chargers reported an injury. You know, it's like a mass unit, too, when you talk about practices. But Chargers star Joey Bosa left practice on his own, but he injured his left foot. He had that foot injury during the 11-on-11 team drills in practice on Tuesday. Hobbled off on his own, spent the rest of the day getting treatment. Remember, he's the number three guy that was selected in the 2016 draft, and he led the Chargers in sacks last season. He gave them something to be excited about with 12.5 sacks. The Chargers have already lost two of their front line players for the season because of injury, with tight end Hunter Henry suffering a right ACL knee injury in May, and corner Jason Verrett suffering an Achilles tear, which is awful, during a conditioning test. It's interesting because I had a conversation with Carl Mecklenburg, who was tough as nails in his day with the Denver Broncos, on my NBC show, which, by the way, you can catch that from 3 to 6 Eastern on SiriusXM 205. You can download the free NBC Sports Radio app. But 3 to 6 Eastern, that's where you'll catch me. And I talked to Carl Mecklenburg on my show, and he was that guy that played all 9 defensive positions and just, like I said, was tough as nails. They had full 2-day practices in pads, and he said that was football. And now people are in shorts, and they may have some pads on, but you still are getting those injuries, and that's always the risk, that you lose somebody, especially with any kind of a tear. With Bosa, the foot injury, they're not saying that it's something horrible, but anytime you have any kind of injury, it takes your breath away, right? Yeah, a little bit, because that's what the worry is. The worry is that it could be a lot deeper than you could imagine. And then also this one, a rookie, not good when you're a rookie and you get cited for marijuana use, but Browns, if they don't have enough problems with what's happening with the Cleveland Browns, rookie Antonio Callaway has been cited for marijuana possession, the latest drama for them. Let me give you the details. He was pulled over by Strongsville, Ohio cops at 2:59 on Sunday. Like, I have the exact time. 2:59 a.m. on Sunday, according to the police blotter, and he failed to yield to oncoming traffic, and a small amount of marijuana was found under his seat. He was driving with a suspended license as well. So that's bad news. It came hours before the Browns traded Corey Coleman to Buffalo. And also the team, you know, when we talk about the MASH unit and being without people, they're without Josh Gordon, who's dealing with health issues and not in training camp either. So they have a couple of things working against them there, just like other teams fighting what's happening with players, young players, and in this case, not good for Bosa to be out partying, then get caught with the marijuana, all that stuff. Not good. And in Major League Baseball, we wish the best for the Red Sox announcer, who's actually been a guest on the show, Jerry Remy, a former Boston Red Sox second baseman, who's an analyst with the team's TV broadcast, diagnosed with cancer again, and he's just focusing on his medical treatment, they say. The Red Sox family loves him, obviously. He was very popular and still remains that way today. He tweeted to let everyone know he completed treatment after announcing in June of last year that he'd be fighting cancer for the second time in 6 months. He's 65 years old, and it was lung cancer that he was diagnosed with in 2008. He had a relapse in 2013, and boy, I know some of you listening to this, it's a very sad tale that a lot of people are familiar with, dealing with hopefully successful treatments, but dealing with reoccurring cancer nightmares, let's put it that way. Let's talk about Courtney Smith, the wife, the ex-wife of Zach Smith. We're waiting to see what happens with Urban Meyer, who's on administrative leave right now while the Ohio State Buckeyes investigate, an independent investigator investigates what happened with Zach Smith. So Ohio State has never contacted, I read a story today, has never contacted Courtney Smith to discuss the domestic assault allegations that she made against her ex-husband, who is a former Buckeye assistant coach, Zach Smith. And this is where this gets dicey for Urban Meyer. They say that, you know, that she was a victim of domestic violence, and blaming the victim is unacceptable. This is what her lawyer is saying, because now they're hearing everything that's going on. The lawyer also said, Julia Leverage, by the way, is Courtney Smith's attorney, said that Smith has received no compensation for granting interviews to reporters, because there was, I guess, a report about that. Smith told college football reporter Brett McMurphy last week that Ohio State head coach Urban Meyer knew about a domestic violence incident involving Smith and her ex-husband back in 2015 and didn't act. Ohio State's investigating how Meyer handled the complaint. I mean, this is where the issue is. And her attorney, again, Ms. Leverage, released a statement to McMurphy on Monday, the same day the rally was held at Ohio Stadium to show support for Urban Meyer. Ohio State fired Zach Smith July 23rd when past allegations of domestic assault were brought up by McMurphy. Meyer told reporters the following day that he knew nothing about an incident that occurred in 2015. So if you're following this story, I'm trying to tell you, this is what the issue is. What did Urban Meyer know? Why did he say what he said to the media? Obviously, McMurphy got the information straight from his ex-wife. Then he did the report. And this is why Urban Meyer is placed on paid administrative leave last week after Courtney Smith's interview with McMurphy. And that's why that special group is working to determine who at Ohio State knew about Zach Smith's actions and when they knew and if they acted properly in handling the situation. And this is no doubt something that I'm sure other college football coaches are paying close attention to, because he certainly is, Urban Meyer, a living legend. Three championships, the rivalry with Nick Saban, but this domestic allegation, the troublesomeness of it when it was reported and all of that stuff is obviously critical to what will happen as to whether or not he'll be back with Ohio State. Somebody asked me to give a guess on that, and I said back, I can't give a guess on that because What's the investigation going to yield? I have no idea. They want a timeline. They want to know who said what and when it happened. And once that's cleared up, I think that makes a lot of difference. Hey, coming up next, one of my favorite guys. He's such a giant brain. That's what I call him. And his name is Joe Calloway. Brilliant, brilliant guy. He joins us next on America Tonight.
Train roll on. Won't you please take my problems away?
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking them with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Well, we couldn't get enough of him, so Hall of Fame speaker Joe Calloway is with us again, and he's in the middle of his eighth book. He has seven books on business performance, and it's fascinating. We're talking about really kind of a, well, not kind of, a shift in what we're seeing with companies and what's expected of a CEO and how you have to be certainly reactive, not proactive, because that's all we kept hearing before. And Joe, we were talking about that and what it's like. You almost have to have, in some cases, that startup mentality and take it off campus, so to speak. And have you seen that really work now with some companies?
Well, I tell you, we've only been in business for a year. And so we're still in the initial stages with the people we're working with. I'll tell you something that's interesting to me, and part of it is a function of where we are, which is we're out of Nashville, Tennessee, which is a major healthcare center. And healthcare is one of those businesses that is becoming acutely of the need to change. There are hospital CEOs that will have said on the public record, have said, our job used to be to keep the hospital full. Now our job is going to be to try and keep the hospital as empty as possible by taking healthcare services closer to the consumer and doing much, much more in terms of preventive healthcare. And that's a reversal to say we need to get paid for keeping people healthy instead of we will get paid when people get sick. I mean, that's a huge mindset shift with an entire industry. And what's encouraging, you know, we talked last time about how companies can be entrenched and CEOs can be entrenched in old ways of thinking. But in all fairness, what's encouraging are the number of CEOs and leaders that are saying, yeah, this is real. All this disruption stuff, this is not a fad. This is not a buzzword. What's happening is entire industries are starting to be changed significantly to the point that you could say they truly are being reinvented. Healthcare is one of them.
Yeah, wow, that is so. And just imagine, what is that going to look like 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now? I mean, for people listening, this affects all of us. Your health, without your health, what do you have?
Yeah, it does. We're putting together a group right now that's going to be an ongoing innovation, kind of a think tank composed of representatives from big, I mean, great big giant healthcare companies and other non-healthcare companies, really, really big corporations, but they are huge consumers of healthcare because they may have 200,000 employees. And one of their biggest concerns and expenses is insurance and health care. And so we're going to put all these entities together along with then some really brilliant startup minds to say, well, okay, let's go to work. It's kind of like having a giant, you know, the old phrase, the skunk works, which is you take the band of pirates off campus and let them come up with stuff. Well, that's what we're going to be doing in a very process-driven, well, we are starting to do it, in a very process-driven way. And it's pretty juicy. It's pretty exciting stuff.
No kidding. Fascinating. I mentioned the other day when we were speaking about, when we were talking about the book that I read, Becoming a Category of One, and that, I think in some ways, just to me, that kind of really made you stand out even more, really put you on the map, so to speak. Talk about doing a category of one and what that means.
Well, I had been out doing speaking and some consulting and, you know, a lot of workshop stuff with groups, especially leadership groups. And now I pretty much exclusively work just with leadership teams and leadership of companies. But the thing, it finally came to me. I thought, what I'm doing is working with companies on how to differentiate. Ultimately, it's how do we set ourselves apart from the competition? And somehow, and I have no idea what the thought process was, but I came up with this idea of becoming a category of one. And, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad I did. that title, it was not only turned out to be a great book title, but I've spoken at conventions where they made the theme of the entire 10,000-person convention becoming a category of one. It's just one of those phrases that people go, yes, that's what we want to be. We want to set ourselves apart from the competition so completely that we're not only a leader in the category, they see us as being our own category. So that's where the idea came from.
Yeah, brilliant idea. So I mentioned that you are deep into business. We know that. You just talked about it. You work with companies like Procter & Gamble, Coca-Cola, Cadillac, American Express. And it's kind of like children. I don't think you always want to say, well, this is my favorite. I know you have two daughters. This is my favorite daughter because I love each daughter equally. They're all fabulous.
Exactly.
We know you love all your clients, but... And this is a hard question, but I'm so curious about this because you've had these great opportunities. Do you have a favorite memory, a favorite place where you spoke, something you did, whatever
yeah.
happened?
You know, I kind of do. This is an ongoing client. Some of your listeners will be familiar with, and they can certainly Google them and see who they are. It's a retail division of Genesco, which is an apparel manufacturer. And the company is Journeys, which has retail stores. They sell clothing. Their target market is mostly young people, teens and 20-somethings. And I work on an ongoing basis with their – I've worked with their most senior leadership, but I also work on a regular basis with their newly promoted district managers and area managers. A district manager is a store manager that gets promoted to – now you're in charge not of one store but 20 stores and all the managers and all the employees. And they are young. And I walked in the room the first time, and I was faced with 20 or 22 young people wearing tattoos with hair color that none of those colors can be found in nature, with parts of their heads shaved. And I thought, oh, man, I may not be the best match for these people. And they were, in every single class since then, the smartest, hardest working, intuitively smart and respectful and interested and curious. This company knows, and they always promote from within. This company Journeys, they know how to grow leaders. And I'm so impressed with them. And every time I work with them, I come away thinking, wait a minute, they're going to pay me for doing that? I should pay them for the learning opportunity that I have in seeing these, and I can call them kids, these kids who are so impressive. But from the very top of their leadership all the way down to the store manager level, they really do a great, great job of developing and growing their leaders.
Wow, how interesting. And I can imagine what that moment was like. I love the way you described that. You thought, no way is this going to work. And how perfect is that? It's like the mentor and the mentee that they're teaching you.
Oh, it's so cool. And I thought, oh, my gosh, they're going to be looking at me. Their eyes are going to roll out of their heads and say, who is this old guy that you've got talking to us? The exact opposite was true. They had so many questions, and I mean smart questions. Really, it's funny, not only by what they were saying in terms of their thoughts on leadership, but the quality of the questions they were asking about leadership. I thought, these people are just powerhouses. And I'm so incredibly impressed with them.
Yep. We have, a minute and change left, but did you ever think, Joe, that you would end up doing what you're doing now and have these great opportunities and be in this space when you were growing up through the ranks?
I didn't know such a job existed. I wanted to be Huey Lewis of Huey Lewis and the News. I wanted to be a rock star. And I would have, if I had had some talent, that's exactly what I would have done.
Wow. But you're a rock star in the business world, certainly. And we are so happy you spent some time with us. Tell us when your book's going to come out.
You know, it will come out pretty quickly. This one's going to have a very quick turnaround. It'll be out by this fall. I'm guessing by September it'll be out, and it'll be available like every other product on the face of planet Earth on Amazon.
I love it. Joe Calloway, Hall of Fame speaker, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kate.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.